2. Marantia Power Supervisors. These unique beings are exclusively concerned with the supervision of those activities which represent a working combination of spiritual and physical or semi-material energies. They are exclusively devoted to the ministry of Marantia progression. Not that they so much minister to mortals during the transition experience, but they rather make possible the transition environment for the progressing Marantia creatures. They are the channels of Marantia power which sustain and energize the Marantia phases of the transition worlds. Marantia power supervisors are the offspring of a local universe mother spirit. They are fairly standard in design, though differing slightly in nature in the various local creations. They are created for their specific function and require no training before entering upon their responsibilities. The creation of the first Marantia power supervisors is simultaneous with the arrival of the first mortal survivor on the shores of some one of the first mansion worlds in a local universe. They are created in groups of 1,000, classified as follows. 1. Circuit regulators, 400. 2. System coordinators, 200. 3. Planetary custodians, 100. 4. Combined controllers, 100. 5. Liaison stabilizers, 100. 6. Selective assorters, 50. 7. Associate registrars, 50. The power supervisors always serve in their native universe. They are directed exclusively by the joint spirit activity of the universe sun and the universe spirit, but are otherwise a wholly self-governing group. They maintain headquarters on each of the first mansion worlds of the local systems, where they work in close association with both the physical controllers and the seraphim, but function in a world of their own as regards energy manifestation and spirit application. They also sometimes work in connection with supermaterial phenomena on the evolutionary worlds as ministers of temporary assignment, but they rarely serve on the inhabited planets. Neither do they work on the higher training worlds of the superuniverse, being chiefly devoted to the transition regime of Marantia progression in a local universe. 1. Circuit regulators. These are the unique beings who coordinate physical and spiritual energy and regulate its flow into the segregated channels of the Marantia spheres, and these circuits are exclusively planetary, limited to a single world. The Marantia circuits are distinct from and supplementary to both physical and spiritual circuits on the transition worlds, and it requires millions of these regulators to energize even a system of mansion worlds like that of Satania. Circuit regulators initiate those changes in material energies which render them subject to the control and regulation of their associates. These beings are Marantia power generators as well as circuit regulators. Much as a dynamo apparently generates electricity out of the atmosphere, so do these living Marantia dynamos seem to transform the everywhere energies of space into those materials which the Marantia supervisors weave into the bodies and life activities of the ascending mortals. 2. System coordinators. Since each Marantia world has a separate order of Marantia energy, it is exceedingly difficult for humans to visualize these spheres. But on each successive transition sphere, mortals will find the plant life and everything else pertaining to the Marantia existence progressively modified to correspond with the advancing spiritization of the ascending survivor. And since the energy system of each world is thus individualized, these coordinators operate to harmonize and blend such differing power systems into a working unit for the associated spheres of any particular group. Ascending mortals gradually progress from the physical to the spiritual as they advance from one Marantia world to another, hence the necessity for providing an ascending scale of Marantia spheres and an ascending scale of Marantia forms. When mansion world ascenders pass from one sphere to another, they are delivered by the transport seraphim to the receivers of the system coordinators on the advanced world. Here in those unique temples at the center of the 70 radiating wings, wherein are the chambers of transition, similar to the resurrection halls on the initial world of reception for Earth origin mortals, the necessary changes in creature form are skillfully effected by the system coordinators. These early Marantia form changes require about 7 days of standard time for their accomplishment. 3. Planetary custodians. Each Marantia world, from the mansion worlds up to the universe headquarters, is in the custody, as regards Marantia affairs, of 70 guardians. They constitute the local planetary council of supreme Marantia authority. This council grants material for Marantia forms to all ascending creatures who land on the spheres, and authorizes those changes in creature form which make it possible for an ascender to proceed to the succeeding sphere. After the mansion worlds have been traversed, you will translate from one phase of Marantia life to another without having to surrender consciousness. Unconsciousness attends only the earlier metamorphoses and the later transitions from one universe to another and from Havona to Paradise. 4. Combined Controllers. One of these highly mechanical beings is always stationed at the center of each administrative unit of a Marantia world. The combined controller is sensitive to and functional with physical, spiritual, and Marantial energies, and with this being there are always associated two system coordinators, four circuit regulators, one planetary custodian, one liaison stabilizer, and either an associate registrar or a selective assorter. 5. Liaison Stabilizers. These are the regulators of the Marantia energy in association with the physical and spirit forces of the realm. They make possible the conversion of Marantia energy into Marantia material. The whole Marantia organization of existence is dependent on the stabilizers. They slow down the energy revolutions to that point where physicalization can occur. But I have no terms with which I can compare or illustrate the ministry of such beings. It is quite beyond human imagination. 6. Selective Assorters. As you progress from one class or phase of a Marantia world to another, you must be re-keyed or advance-tuned, and it is the task of the selective assorters to keep you in progressive synchrony with the Marantia life. While the basic Marantia forms of life and matter are identical from the first mansion world to the last universe transition sphere, there is a functional progression which gradually extends from the material to the spiritual. Your adaptation to this basically uniform but successively advancing and spiritizing creation is affected by this selective re-keying. Such an adjustment in the mechanism of personality is tantamount to a new creation, notwithstanding that you retain the same Marantia form. You may repeatedly subject yourself to the test of these examiners, and as soon as you register adequate spiritual achievement, they will gladly certify you for advanced standing. These progressive changes result in altered reactions to the Marantia environment, such as modifications in food requirements and numerous other personal practices. The selective assorters are also of great service in the grouping of Marantia personalities for purposes of study, teaching, and other projects. They naturally indicate those who will best function in temporary association. 7. Associate Registrars. The Marantia world has its own recorders, who serve in association with the spirit recorders in the supervision and custody of the records and other data indigenous to the Marantia creations. The Marantia records are available to all orders of personalities. All Marantia transition realms are accessible alike to material and spirit beings. As Marantia progressors, you will remain in full contact with the material world and with material personalities, while you will increasingly discern and fraternize with spirit beings, and by the time of departure from the Marantia regime, you will have seen all orders of spirits with the exception of a few of the higher types, such as solitary messengers.